Macmillan Audio presents His to Claim by Opal Carew. Read for you by Julia Duval. To Matt, I miss you, but I'm glad you're following your dream. 1. No strings. Melanie's heart stopped as the bell over the door rang, and she glanced up to see a tall man in a dark gray suit walk in. Something about his tall, broad-shouldered form and expensive suit reminded her of Rafe for a moment, but it was just one of her regulars.
Hey, beautiful. The usual.
They chatted while she fixed him his typical latte. Then she handed it to him with a smile. He winked and then headed for the door. She knew he was flirting with her. It had been going on all week, and although he was a very attractive man, she wasn't interested. She glanced around the store. The few customers were happily chatting over their coffees, and there was no sign of a new customer coming into the shop. "I'm going in the back to grab some more sugar," she said to her friend Sue, the other barista on duty, who was currently refilling the thermoses of milk after their recent rush. The fast-paced influx of customers had left Melanie a little drained. She wasn't used to being on her feet for 8 hours a day, but it was better than the intense attraction to her former boss Rafe driving her mad every day.
"Okay, then if you don't mind, I'll take my break," Sue said.
Melanie opened the storage cupboard and grabbed a pack of raw sugar, another of white sugar, and some artificial sweetener, then carried them to the lobby and started filling the condiment stand with the small packets. Once done, she returned to the bar and tucked the leftover sugar packets under the counter. The bell over the door rang, signaling a new customer. Melanie stood up and glanced toward the door to see a man in a charcoal suit talking to Sue. She sighed. It looked like her admirer was back, and she knew Sue would do what she could to play matchmaker. Sue pointed in Melanie's direction, and the man turned.